So for Parashat Vayetze, we'll learn a ma'amar from Shvile Pinchas over here, which is titled on the pasuk Vayivga b'makom v'yalen sham, and Yaakov Avinu encountered the place and he spent the night there, and that's where he had the dream with the sulam, with the ladder, mutzav arza. So the parasha begins. Vayetze Yaakov mibeersheva vayelech harana vayivga b'makom vayalen shan ki v'ashemesh vayikach me'avnei ha'makom vayaseh me'ra'ashotav vayishkav b'makom ahu. Rashi explains what is vayivga b'makom. Rashi brings from Chazal, and he encountered the place. That's a little bit of a strange wording. So Chazal tell us ve'rabotenu pirshu lashon tefila vayivga b'makom en pegi'a ela lashon tefila. The Gemara even brings a pasuk from Yirmiyah ve'al tivga bi, which in that context means don't pray to me. So vayivga b'makom has in it the meaning that Yaakov Avinu prayed in that place. Velimedunu shetiken tefilat arvit, and this pasuk is teaching us that Arvit instituted, that Yaakov Avinu instituted the tefillah of Arvit.
That night?
Or b'makom. Or that night he instituted the tefillah of Arvit. From Avraham we know we got Shachrit, from Yitzchak we got Mincha, and from the word Vayivga b'makom about Yaakov, that's where we see that he instituted Arvit, because it was at night, it was by nightfall, ki va ha-shemesh, after sunset. The pasuk did not say vayitpalel, it said vayivga b'makom, which means he encountered the place, to show you, as if he got there faster than normal. That's kavtza alav haderech. The Siftei Chachamim writes in the name of Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, that's the Re'em, that's one of the most classic, if not the earliest, Pirush on Pirush Rashi. Many Mefarshim wrote Pirushim on Rashi, and one of the earliest ones is the Re'em, Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, not the one that we have in Shul, but he gets a kick out of that, Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi. So he says, "Ki lefi pirush ze she'akov tiken tefilat arvit." So according to this words, these words of Chazal, that Yaakov instituted Arvit, tzarich lefaresh, so you have to explain, what does it mean vayivga b'makom? How do you see, okay, vayivga means tfila, but it doesn't say vayivga el Hashem. It says vayivga b'makom. So you want to say, it means he prayed in the place. The Re'em says, you have to explain, sheitpale lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu shenikra makom, lefi shehu mekomo shel olam. That's what we're going to deal with tonight. We all know that Hashem is called HaMakom, like we say in Haggadah shel Pesach, like it's written all over Tana Dveriyahu, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. Blessed is the place. Who's the place? Hashem. Hashem is called Mikomo Shel Olam. So it comes out beautifully. Vayivga b'makom. Vayivga means tefillah. B'makom, he prayed to the makom. He prayed to Hashem. Hashem is called makom. Umikor ha-davar b'midrash. And we find it in the midrash. It says, Rav Huna b'shem Rabbi Ami Amar, mipenem ha-mechanim shemol shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'korim oto makom. The midrash says, why is it that we call Hashem by the term makom, which literally means the place? So here's the sentence that we're going to delve into. Shehu mekomo shel olam, ve'en olamo mekomo. Hashem is the place of the world. The world is not the place of Hashem. Hashem is the place, which normally we understand, we are all in Him. Hashem is the makif. He is the one who is memale kol almin, ve'sovev kol almin. He is the one who surrounds the entire entity of the universe. Hashem is not in the universe. That's limiting Hashem. The universe is in Him. So who is the makom? The makom is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is mekomo shel olam. Ena olam mekomo. The world is not His place, as if to say He's in the place. No. Hashem is the place of the world. So that's how we normally understand these words of the Midrash. So he says, this would be a good time to be mitbonen about this, to think about this that we hear all the time, that Hashem is called makom. Mahu biur ha-midrash, she-HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikra makom al-shem shehu mekomo shel olam ve'en olamo mekomo. What does it mean? Question number one, what does that mean? That Hashem is mekomo shel olam. He is the place of the world is not his place. Ma kavana? Question number two, מדוע דווקא כאן אצל יעקב אבינו בשעה שתיקן תפילת ערבית, שעל כך נאמר ויפגע במקום, גילה יעקב אבינו שהקדוש ברוך הוא נקרא בתואר מקום. ולא מצינו תואר זה על הקדוש ברוך הוא כשתיקן אברהם אבינו תפילת שחרית, וכשתיקן יצחק אבינו תפילת מנחה. Nothing is by accident in the Torah. Here in this pasuk it is being revealed to us that Hashem is called the Makom. Beautiful, very nice. Even after we figured out what that means, why dafka here are we being told this? Why dafka by the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu? Here we are introduced to the concept that Hashem is called Makom. Why weren't we introduced to that when Avraham prayed or when Mincha prayed? Why, when Yitzchak prayed? Why dafka by Yaakov? Understand the questions? Now you know why you came here tonight? Let's see. Petar devarenu yair levaer kol zeh. Even if you came just tonight to hear this following pirush of the Maharal of Prague in his Biurei Gadot, it's worth your while, for sure. The Maharal miPrague levaer ma shenikra Kadosh Baruch Hu makom ki mekomo shel olam. How does he explain? What's his take on this concept that Hashem is called mekomo shel olam, the place of the world? What does that mean? So let's take apart the word makom. You know, lashon hakodesh is the most fascinating, by far, language in the world. In fact, it's the only language in the world. All other languages, they're like dust compared to Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh is the language of the creation of the world. So when we say in Hebrew, place is called Makom. Let's dissect this word. It's fascinating. Says the Maharal miPrague, Da, ki adavar shu yoshev al mekomo, that which is holding up something. Let's say right now you have this phone on the table. So what is the makom of this phone? The table. The phone is not the makom of the table. The table is the makom of the phone. So that's what it means. Adavar shu yoshev al mekomo, hu adavar shehu mekuyam. Something that is placed in its place is mekuyam, is established. In Hebrew we have another word called kiyum. Kiyum means, mekuyam means established. Lekayem means to fulfill, to establish. Ki adavar shu golem mimkomo en lo chozek. Something that is not established, something that is in exile, out of place, en lo chozek, doesn't have strength. Right? When people are in exile, as we all too well know, we don't have our full strength. We are weakened by the fact that we are not in... ever imagine, whenever you go to a place where you feel out of place. So what's the psychological issue at the time? You're not fully confident. When a person is in his place, oh, he's confident. He sits in his place in shul, confident. Sits in his place at home, even more, right? The more you are in your place, the more there is chozek, there is kiyum. Ulefichach nikra hayishuv makom. That's why the place that holds up something is called the makom. Makom means that which gives kiyum to the object. This phone now, how is it mekuyam? Because it's on a solid place. The place gives the item or the person kiyum. Hine, bakasha. Toda rabba, baruch haba. Ve'amem nosefet, shoresh hamila kum. The shoresh of the word is kum. Mem is the prefix. Makom, that which gives kum to the item or to the person. Ve'hu yidbarach. So Hashem yidbarach shemo. Shehu chozek kol hanimtzaim ve'kiyumam. Anachnu kan ba'amud ha'sheni. First page, second column. Ve'hu yitbarach shu chozek kol hanimtzaim v'kiyumam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all energy in the world. He is that which gives energy to all that exists in this world. Nikra b'shvil zeh makom, al shehu noten kiyum lechol davar. See, I explained before, Hashem is called the makom because we're all in Him. It's deeper than that. It's not just that. It's true. But it's not just that. He is mekomo shel olam. He is what gives kiyum to the world. We just said before, the makom is what gives kiyum, establishment, to the item that is on it. Or let's say our makom, our place, gives us establishment, koach, gives us energy. Or else if we are out of place, we don't have that same strength. What gives anything in this world its energy? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ata mechaye et kulam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives chiyut, gives life energy to all. Without Hashem, it cannot exist. Nobody can exist without Hashem. HaChiyut novea me'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, he's called Mekomo Shel Olam. He's our Makom. If you want to make it easier, Makom is like Mekayem. He is Mekayem. He is the one who establishes us, who gives us kiyum, existence. That's how the Maharal Miprag. Now you could go home. See, that the Maharal Miprag, that's enough. That's already a tremendous, beautiful understanding in the fact that we call Hashem Makom. Biur Devarav, ki Makom Lashon Mikayem, Makom Noten Kiyum LaDavar SheNimtza Bo. It says Ve'ata Mechaye Et Kulam. You'll excuse me if I skip lines a little bit. I'm trying to make it a little bit faster. Ve'ata Mechaye Et Kulam. You are the one that gives Chiyut to the world. V'im Haya Mesalek Et Chiyuto Haya Kol HaOlam Yitbatel. As the Rambam speaks at great length in the beginning of Ilchot Yesodei HaTorah, if Hashem were to remove His will, there would be no kiyum. Not that it would turn into dust. There wouldn't be, period. Stop. If Hashem takes back His will, there is no existence. Lo shayach lomar sha'olam u'mekomo. Therefore, it's not shayach to say, the world is the place of Hashem. The world gives existence to Hashem. No. Hashem gives existence to the world. And he quotes from the Rama. The Rama, you know, besides writing Haggaot on the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama, the Ashkenazic authority on the Shulchan Aruch, he also wrote a sefer called Torat HaOla. Halachot HaVisur BeHeter, and on. So he writes there, in Chelek Gimel, Torat HaOla, Ukvar Yadua Omram Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Mekomo Shel Olam. Everyone knows that what we are taught, that Hashem is Mekomo Shel Olam, V'sovel Bekocho Elyonim V'Atachtonim. Hashem upholds all the worlds, the upper ones and the lower ones. U'mamtzi'o Ha'amiti. He is the one who brings everything into being. V'heyoto Noten Chayim U'metziut Lekol Chay. Hashem is the one that gives Chayim, life, and Metziut, existence, to all that, all living. He says now something nice, based on this, on the Pasuk that Am Yisrael said in Shirat Hayam. What do we say in Az Yashir? Natita Yeminecha. Listen to this. Another good reason why you came tonight. Natita Yeminecha Tivla'em Ha'aretz. Let's translate that Pasuk. Welcome, welcome. Natita Yeminecha Tivla'em Ha'aretz. Hashem literally means you stretched out your right hand, Tivla'em Ha'aretz, and the land buried them. Talking about the Egyptians. They were buried by the land. Natita yeminecha, you stretched out your right hand and the earth buried them. Look how Rashi explains these words. Go on to the next page, on the top of the second page. Bepirush Rashi, Natita yeminecha, kishakadosh baruch hu note yado, hareshaim kalim venoflim. When Hashem stretches out His hand, the Resha'im, they fall to their oblivion, to their destruction. What does that mean, when Hashem stretches out His hand? Lefi she'akol natun beyado, ve'noflim behatayata. Rashi says something so graphic. It's unbelievable. Look what he says. Because everything is in Hashem's hand, so therefore, if Hashem tilts His hand, they fall out. They fall out. V'chen u'mer, as it says in Yeshaya Lamed Alef, open pasuk, v'Hashem yate yado, v'chashal ozer. Here, take this one. We can share. Take this one. V'Hashem yate yado, v'chashal ozer v'naval azur. Hashem will tilt His hand, and there will be people falling off. Mashal likles chuchita netunim biyad adam, like a glass vessel that is in the hands of a person. If you're not careful, if you turn your hand a little bit, it's going to fall from your hand and break. Rashi, you don't expect this pirush from Rashi. Rashi says, you know what it means? Natita yeminecha tivlaim ha'aretz. Hashem, you tilted their hands, and therefore they were swallowed up. What does that mean, you tilted their hands? Because Hashem holds everything in His hands. Kivyachol. Imagine, picture, Hashem is holding the world in His hands. If He just goes up, just like that, whoever He wants to fall from the cracks or to fall from His hands, that's it, they're gone. Wow. So He explains these words of Rashi based on a pasuk in Yeshaya. It says a pasuk in Yeshaya, Af yadi yaseda aretz vimini tipeh hashamayim. The Navi Yeshaya says, my hand has founded the world, vimini, my right hand holds up the heavens. That's what Yeshaya says, in the name of Hashem. Hare mevu'al. So what do we see here? Shehakadosh Baruch Hu bara et ha'olam b'shtei yadav. So to speak, Hashem created the world with two hands. Whatever that means. It's possible to explain, but it means that Hashem upholds, He puts all His power into upholding the world. So if Hashem is giving life and existence to everything in the world, so it comes out that Hashem is holding. I just remember now, my 10th grade Rebbe once gave us a mashal about how Hashem upholds the world. And I remember it till today. He said, think about a person who is in the room where they, where all the electricity buttons are of the whole city. All the buttons of the power of the electricity of the entire city. So imagine a person who's in that room, he's in control. So now, the way it would go normally, I guess, would be if he pushes this button, then in 5 towns there is energy, there is power. And if he pushes this, this button is for Queens. Oh, this button is for Brooklyn. This button is for... So, okay, so that's one thing, that's fine. You rely on him to, press the right buttons. It's very important. You really rely on him. You don't want to get on his bad side. But he said, imagine if that's not how it worked. Imagine it worked the other way around. He has to keep his hands on all the buttons in order for them to work. If he lets go of one, then the power goes off. It's not he pushes the button, v'gamarnu, then he can rest. No, imagine he has to keep on holding all of them. And if one finger lets go from one of the buttons, that means an entire borough loses has a power outage. Ooh, that's how much would you make sure this person gets his sleep at night and make sure that he's well fed and that he's taken care of? We all depend on this guy that he shouldn't lose his balance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding, he says over here, he's holding the world b'shtei yadav. If he created the world b'shtei yadav, he's mekayem et ha'olam b'shtei yadav. He's upholding the world with his two hands. So Rashi says, Natita yeminecha, when Hashem tilts His hand, the reshaim fall through. Nimtzenu lemedim mizeh shekol ha'olam natun kivyachol b'shtei yadav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad kedei kach shehu yitbarach manhig et hanivraim be'atayat yado lekan ulekan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is conducting the world, is orchestrating all the affairs of the world with the movements of His hands, kivyachol. Of course, we're not talking physically. We're talking whatever this is pointing to in Pnimiyut HaTorah. He says, v'yesh lomar, ki zehu ma she'amar David HaMelech. We can explain another pasuk based on this. Poteach et yadecha u'masbi'a lechol chai ratzon. Those same hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that uphold the world, it is with those hands that Hashem is mashpia parnasa lechol anivraim, that He gives parnasa to all the creatures. And that's what we say in Modim. What do we say? Ve'an chayenu ha'mesurim beyadecha. We thank you, Hashem, for our lives that are given over in your hands. Quite literally. Kirvachnu le'avin ma shenikra kadosh baruch hu makom mekomo shel olam. Now we understand when we say, Baruch ha'makom baruch hu. Blessed is the place of the world. Not just the place of the world. We learned, what does place mean? Place means that's what, that which gives establishment to what is on top of the place, without which it is not established, it will fall. Hashem is mekomo shel olam. Hashem is what gives us chiyut. He gives us our life. He gives us our existence. He maintains us. That's why we say, shechiyanu v'kiyemanu v'igiyanu lazman hazeh. We don't just say, shechiyanu, he gave us life. Shechiyanu v'kiyemanu, two things. He gave us life, that's one thing. And the v'kiyemanu, he sustains our life. Could give life, but then if he says goodbye, well, how long is that person going to be able to continue? So now he says like this. How can we apply this to avodat Hashem, to our service of Hashem? He says, al pi ha-mevu'ar b'sfarim ha-kadoshim, in the words of the Ari HaKadosh. The Ari HaKadosh, in the Etz Chaim, in the beginning, in Shar Aleph of Etz Chaim, the Ari HaKadosh writes, ki kol shemotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu hem lefi pe'ulotav, all the names of Hashem point to a specific aspect of Hashem's way of conducting the world. Each name, Hashem has many names. We know Hashem by many ways. Yud Kei Vav Kei, Elokim, Rachum, Shin Daled Yud. There are all kinds, Aleph Hei Yud Hei. There are all kinds of names that we know Hashem. Says the Ari HaKadosh, each name points to a different element of how Hashem conducts the world. For example, the Shem of Havaya, Yudke Vavke, we know, points to the way of conducting the world with compassion, with Rachamim. Yudke Vavke is the name of compassion. The name Elokim points to the way how Hashem conducts the world with Midat Adin. There's Midat Adin in the world, the Midah of harshment, of judgment. That comes by through the channel of the name Elohim. And each and every name has a midah associated with it. So he says, we can say, whenever we call Hashem Makom, when we use the name Makom of Hashem, what midah are we appealing to? What midah are we speaking of? Mishum shehu mekomo shel olam. We just learned that Hashem is called Makom because He is Mekomo Shel Olam, as if to say Mekaimo Shel Olam, right? Okay, listen to this. This is a very important paragraph. Harize ba lelamed shehakadosh baruch hu koveya lechol nivra et mekomo ve'et ma'amado hamiyuchad ba'olam. Kodem ani asvir, kodem nasvir. Koveya lechol nivra et mekomo v'et ma'amado ha-miyuchad ba'olam. Hashem establishes the place of each and every individual in the world. Every person in the world has a certain place where he has to be. When I say place, not only geographically speaking, but situationally speaking. Hashem establishes the place where a person has to be. And he'll explain. Number one, Hashem decides that this and this person should live in this and this place. Okay? Why is it that some people live in this place, some people in this city, some in this country, in that country? Hashem is the one who decided that. Also, she'ye'ani o ashir, poor or rich, gibor o chalash, strong or weak, chacham o tipesh, wise or foolish. Each of these situations are mekomo shel adam, are the place of a person. Hakol letovat ha'adam. But each situation is for the benefit of that particular person. Kefi shegalui v'yadua lefanav yitbarach. As only Hashem knows what that person needs, what is best suited for his shlemut nafshit. כי במקום זה ובמעמד זה יצליח האדם יותר להשלים את תיקונו ותפקידו בעולם הזה. Hashem knows, in this particular situation, circumstance, place, location, this person will be able to bring out to fruition his mission in life as best as possible. הנה כי כן יפתח לנו פתח להבין. Now, remember we asked, why is it דווקא from the prayer of Yaakov Avinu, Vayivga, Bamakom, where he made Arvit, as we saw in Rashi, that's where we are introduced to the concept that Hashem is called Mekomo Shel Olam. Why Dafka by Yaakov Avinu? He says, what happened to Yaakov Avinu in the beginning of Parashat Vayetze? Can you imagine? Let's put ourselves in Yaakov's body for a moment, or in his mind. Ra'a Yaakov shinui gadol shechal etzlo b'chaim. Yaakov saw all of a sudden a big change, a big shift in his world, in his life situation. Ki ad ata, till now, he wasn't a young man, you know. When he left, you know, he wasn't like a little kid. He was 63 years old. Ad ata bechol samer gimel shnotav shehaya bevet Torah v'yashav al Torah v'al avodah for 63 years. What did he do? Yaakov ishtam yoshev o'alim. Yaakov sat down, whether in the tent of Shem Vayever or in the tent of his father Yitzchak, whatever it may be, but he learned Torah and served Hashem peacefully, 63 years. It's a long time, imagine. No problem, parnasa, nothing. Everything was all fine. כמו שכתוב, יעקב ישתם, יושב אוהלים, העולו של שם, העולו של עבר. והנה פתאום, all of a sudden, he is thrust into such a different situation in life that he was not accustomed to. He finds himself, נשתנה המצב שהיה מוכרח במצוות רבקה אמו לקחת הברכות מיצחק. He had to, by the command of his mother, go and take the brachot from Yitzchak, and because of that, he angers his brother Esav, who wants to kill him now, and now he has to run away and escape to Haran. Whoa! His world overturned all of a sudden. So now Yaakov Avinu is mitbonen. Mazot asa Hashem li. Why did Hashem do this for me? Why did I have to run away from my parents' house where I learned Torah day and night to go to Haran now, where I'm going to have to work day and night? To Lavan Arasha? What's going on here? Yaakov Avinu strengthened himself with the message of Mekomo Shel Olam. Vayivga b'makom. He prayed to Hashem, but specifically to which name? The name of Hashem, which is Makom. Nizkar b'ma shelamad. He remembered all the Torah that he learned in the yeshiva of Shem Vayever. What did he learn there? שהקדוש ברוך הוא נקרא מקומו של עולם, שקובע לכל נברא מקומו ומעמדו. What does that mean? Hashem is מקומו של עולם? What does that mean? Hashem gives each one his particular existence that he needs for that moment. His situation that he needs for that moment. How many times throughout a week, throughout a month, throughout a day, does a person ask himself, why? Why am I in this predicament? Why am I in this situation? If we can be mitchazek in that moment to know, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, you are the establisher. You established me right now. You're saying, this is my place. Right now, this is my place. Makom means you decide which place belongs to who and what place does a person have to be in at every moment. 1 week, a person has it more easier. That's the place he has to be in that week. A certain year, things don't go so easy. He has to work a little bit harder for his parnasa. That's the place where Hashem put him. That's the situation Hashem gave him that minute. Shlichut, mission. אבל עכשיו אנחנו מדברים על מקום. המקום, Hashem wants you, because of the shlichut, I understand what you're saying, but Hashem wants you right now, even if not for others, for you, right now, this is what's best for you.
It's not that I made a bad decision, and because of that decision, I made a left, and this
happened. We all make decisions, and Hashem gives us choice. Hashem orchestrates our life in a way that based on our decisions, it's going to be here and here. But at the end, even with our decisions, and I'm not going, if you think you're dragging me now into the topic of free will versus knowledge of Hashem, which is where this is leading, I know, we're not going down that road right now. We accept that we don't understand. We choose, and yet it is destined by Hashem. We accept that. We don't understand it. So right now we are more focusing on the destiny aspect. Yes, of course we choose. But the destiny is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are supposed to be right now. And regardless of if it was through choice or not. Why do we have to be there? Because Hashem is Mekomo Shel Olam. Because Hashem knows that for me right now, my establishment of my neshama is depending on being in this situation. That's so important to remember. And who do we learn this from? From Yaakov Avinu, who found himself in a place that he was not used to being. To be, first of all, outside of the of his parents' house. He was with his parents for all his life. Yoshev Alim, learning Torah, serving Hashem, becoming the Holy of Holies. And all of a sudden he's thrown out, he's running for his life. To where? Not to any better place, to Lavan, where he's going to have to, you know, contend with one of the biggest tricksters of the world, Lavan. Arami, if the Torah calls him Arami, Arami's Lashon, his letters Ramai. He was the biggest Ramai in the world. But Yaakov Avinu remembered that message of Mikomo Shel Olam. So if you go on to the next page, he says, we can explain the following based on this. Leva'er ma shenizkar HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shem makom davka kan, davka by tefilat arvit. Why by tefilat arvit? Okay, so we understand Yaakov, right? But why tefilat arvit? So he brings from the Zera Kodesh. Zera Kodesh is the Reb Naftali Ropshitzer. Reb Naftali of Ropshitz, he says like this. Why is it that Yaakov Avinu established the tefilah of arvit davka when he was running away to go to the house of Lavan? Interesting thing. That's how Arvit came to being. Not when Yaakov Avinu was sitting in Yeshivat Shem Va'ever or in the tent of his parents. No, when he was exposed, when he was running and escaping to the house of Lavan. That's when he comes up with the concept of Tfilat Arvit. Interesting. Going into the darkness. Oh, but let's, very good. Let's learn in a fundamental way, first of all, with the Ramban's words, famous words of the Ramban in Parashat Lech Lecha. The Ramban says, "Omar lecha klal tavino tovichol haparashiyot habaot." I love the way the Ramban speaks. The Ramban says, "I will tell you a principle that you should apply to all the upcoming parashiyot." He says this in Lech Lecha. He says, "I'm going to tell you something now, and I'm not going to repeat it. You're going to have to apply it with your mind," says the Ramban, "to all the upcoming parashiyot of the Avot HaKadoshim." Be'inyan Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. What's the principle? We all heard this. Vehu inyan gadol. It's a big principle. Izkiru rabotenu bederech tzara. The Ramban says, Chazal, they said it in short, but I'd like you to take it very seriously, says the Ramban. What is it? Usually we know it in the four-word phrase, Maaseh avot siman labanim. The actions of the forefathers was a portent, a sign for their descendants. The Ramban says, "Kol ma she'ira la'avot siman labanim." Everything that happened to our forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, was a hint of what was going to happen to us. Nimtza lefi ze, so it comes out. What happened to Yaakov Avinu here? He's running away to Lavan. There's something there that is a portent to what will happen to Am Yisrael in the future. And what is that? Obviously, Remez ala galut. When Yaakov Avinu was exiled from the home of his parents to go to Haran, this was a siman that his descendants are one day going to also have to go into Galut. They're going to be exiled. That's why, lachen tiken davka az tfilat arvit, balayla, kedei litpalel al cheshchat ha-galut. Yaakov Avinu foresaw the Galut of Am Yisrael, the exile. I mean, after all, we are in Galut longer than we were on our land. On our land, we were maybe maximum 1,000 years. Not even. Ve'noshantem b'gematria 852. That's how long we were from the time we entered into Eretz Yisrael until the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash. 852 years. Ve'noshantem ba'aretz. Galut? Galut, we're already almost 2,000 years. 1,950 something years we are in Galut. Truth is, it started even earlier, even by Chini, but I'm going to get into that. Right? So we are in Galut longer. So you can think Yaakov Avinu did not know that? Yaakov Avinu foresaw. Yaakov Avinu felt us, by the way. He felt us. And he felt that there's going to be a time where my children are going to be in Galut. When did he feel that? When it happened to him. He knew, uh-oh, I have to do something to help my descendants get through the Galut. What is that? Tfilat Arvit. He established Tfilat Arvit. When do we pray Arvit? When it's dark. In the darkness of the Galut. Yaakov Avinu was praying, Hashem, please protect them even throughout the dark days. And that's what Rav Tzadok HaKohen Milublin writes in Sidkat HaTzadik, Omrim Be'arvit Ahavat Olam. You know, by the Ashkenazim, in the morning by Shachrit, they say, Ahava Rabbah, Ahavtanu, Ahava Rabbah. And in Arvit, they say Ahavat Olam. We Sfaradim, we say Ahavat Olam, both by Shachrit, but they switch. They say Ahava Rabbah in the morning, and in the night, they say Ahavat Olam. Tzaduk explains, why is it Ahavat Olam by Arvit? What, first of all, what does Ahavat Olam mean? Everlasting love. Ahava Rabbah means an immense love, a big love. Ahavat Olam means an eternal love. So now, when we were in Eretz Yisrael, that's Ahava Rabbah. That's Hashem loved us so much. When do we have to resort to the fact that Hashem's love is eternal, is forever, no matter what? It means even when it looks like He's not with us. Even in Galut, where it's harder to find Him, Hashem says, Ahavat Olam Avtich, I love you forever. Don't think I ever forgot you. I never forget you. V'hu midato liyot gam ba'erev, ve'et cheshchat atzarot ahava bilti niteket. Love that never comes to an end. And that's why also in Arvit, what do we say after Shema? In the morning after Shema, what do we begin right away? Ve'yatziv, ve'nachon, ve'kayam. Yatziv. Okay? At night, what do we say? Ve'emuna kol zot. Emuna, faith. Faith, we believe, we trust. Ve'emuna kol zot. So he says, it's like the pasuk that says, Lehagid ba'boker, Chazdecha ve'emunatecha balelot. In the morning we relate your kindness, and balelot, in the night time, we speak about your emuna, your loyalty, our belief in you, your belief in us, your loyalty to us. Ki av shechasadav yitbarach matmidim bechol edu bechol sha'ah, even though Hashem's chesed is all the time. It's not only in the morning, it's not only in the light of day. מכל מקום בלילה אין עיקרים כל כך חסדיו יתברך בהתגלות כמו ביום שמתגלים החסדים והאור. At night it's not so clear. At night it's dark. Night of galut, not so easy to see the chasadim of Hashem. Like we say in the kinot on Tisha B'Av, Ayeh chasadecha harishonim, Hashem. Ayeh, where are the chasadim? כמו שנאמר, תזרח השמש, יצא אדם לפעולו. That's why we say, ואמונתך בלילות. Ve'emuna kol zot, we trust, we believe. You are loyal to us. You don't let go of us. And that's why we say, Sabe'enu baboker chazdecha. Hashem, satiate us in the morning with your chasadim. What does that mean, satiate us? In the morning, we are satisfied. We see it. We feel in the daytime. Balayla tzarich lehachzik atzmo meod be'emunato yitbarach. At night we have to hold ourselves up. Just like right now, I'm putting most of you to sleep, right? And you're holding, you're very being polite. You're holding up your eyes. You're trying. Some need maybe tweezers or something, but we need something to hold up. So in the night when we are taken over by tardema, we're taken over by sleep, that's galut. Galut is, the Jewish people fall asleep in galut. So we have to hold on strong. We have to hold on to the emunah. In Hashem, during the dark days of the Galut, ולצפות לישועה ולהתפלל לו יתברך שמו שישיינו ויגענו. That's why, now we, so let's put it all together right now. So that's why Arvit was established by Yaakov when he was kicked out of his parents' house, when he was on the go, on the run, towards Haran. That means he was in his own personal Galut. In his own personal Galut, he had to remember Hashem, you are mekomo shel olam. You didn't leave me. No, you're with me here just the same way you were with me when I was nice and cozy and happy in my parents' house. But at that time, that was my makom that you decided for me. Now you decided my makom has to be, you know, sukkah on the go. That's what you decided, that right now it has to be on the run, meals on wheels. That's how it has to be right now. That's my makom. So therefore he established Arvit, and that's where we are introduced to the concept of Mekomo Shel Olam. So he says,
היית צריך להזכיר לנו עכשיו את הרוחות הרעות,
אבל זה בלילה, זה
להפחיד אותנו, עוד יותר להפחיד אותנו, עוד יותר.
יש שליטה, אז הוא צריך את העזרה הזאת, מי הרוחות הרעות? זה עשיו.
נכון? בקיצור, כן, בקיצור, הוא היה בחשכת הגלות. אז בחשכת הגלות צריך להחזיק. מה זה אמונה? In Hebrew, אמונה, I know I told you this 1,000 times. אמונה means steadfastness. Leha'amin doesn't just mean to believe. It means to hold on tight. Right? Like it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayhi adav emuna ad bo ha-shamash. And his hands were held up, emuna. He was, what emuna? The hands believed? What was that? The hands believed? No, they were loyal. He was steadfast. He didn't let them budge. That's emuna. Right? Lit amin means to train. Lit amin means to train, to be steadfast. So he says, based on this, here's another chidush we're going to learn. The next page on Ayin Gimel, Vayivga b'makom, Vayivga ulashon tefila sheitpale lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shebechol makom sheye lo yeh libo chaluk al hamakom. Hear this, Rabotai, what he says. Ubechol makom yeh libo shaveh im hamakom. Wow. This is from Rabbi Aaron Karliner. Rabbi Aaron Karliner in Bet Aaron writes, Vayivga b'makom. Yaakov Avinu prayed b'makom, that in any place where he is, which means in any situation that he is, his heart should not be chaluk al hamakom. His heart should not be divided with Hashem. What does that mean? Rashi writes these words, shelo yedch libcha chaluk al hamakom, in the pasuk in Shema, where it says in Vayitchanan, ve'avta et Hashem lokecha v'chol levavecha. What's v'chol levavecha? Rashi says, shelo yedch libcha chaluk al hamakom. You have to serve Hashem with all your heart. What does that mean, all your heart? That the heart should not be split with Hashem. What does that mean, the heart is split with Hashem? When things are going good, you love Hashem, everything's all nice and dandy. But when things are hard, complaints, and what is this? So where is he? So I see he's not really there, and so on and so forth, right? So when it's good, you're good. When it's bad, you're not. That's chaluk. That means there's a division. There is a disconnection, right? Shelo yehe libcha chaluk al hamakom. No. Everything has to be equal. Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. Shiviti really means I place Hashem before my eyes. But shiviti has the connotation also of shaveh. Shaveh means equal. What does that mean? I place Hashem before my eyes at all times. Shaveh. When it's easy to see Him, and even when it's not so easy to see Him, I know He's there. Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. So vayivga b'makom Yaakov Avinu prayed that his heart should not be split with Hashem in all places. No matter which place he finds himself in life, his heart will be wholly loyal to Hashem. So he says, right? So this is the idea of makom. Oh, look what he says. He brings down on the next column, yumtak leva'er. Remember, Rashi continued in the Pirush. Rashi said, רבותינו פירשו לשון תפילה ואל תפגע בי ולמדנו שתיקן תפילת ערבית. And then Rashi adds, ושינה הכתוב ולא כתב ההתפלל ללמד שכפסה לו הארץ. Rashi, right after the words that he wrote, that Yaakov Avinu established תפילת ערבית, then Rashi writes in the same sentence, he says, and from the fact that it doesn't say ויתפלל, rather it says, ויפגע, we learned that he had קפיצת הארץ. We learn that he got there in a quick way, that everything was hurried for him. He made it, like it was supposed to take him 2 hours, he made it in a half hour. That's called kfitzat haderech. Don't you wish sometimes we could have that special magical word
like
for...
Like a wormhole.
Kfitzat haderech. A what?
A wormhole.
What's that, a wormhole? Expedite. Was it wormhole?
It's like a shortcut. You go from one end to the other.
That's called a wormhole. Okay, I learned. I didn't know. I never heard that before.
They claim they see it in space, where they see a hole and they see the other side. They don't know what's the other side.
Okay. So it's an interesting way of explaining kfitzat haderech.
Sci-fi.
What is that? Sci-fi. Science fiction. Okay, but we're not talking science fiction over here. This is. Kfitzat haderech, right? Waze. I'll give you an example. You know what's kfitzat haderech? Waze tells you you're going to arrive 4:28, and you're driving, and you're saying, Hashem, please, I know what 4:28. Little by little, it's going to go become 5:00, and you're seeing as you're driving 4:25, 4:20, 4:00. That's kfitzat haderech. Can you imagine? That's only in my dreams. Anyway, so that's right. So, why does Rashi put that in here? That he made Arvit. What's the connection? So he says, Bikshu rabotenu lelamdenu baze. Ki me'acha, ay, ay, ay. She me'achar she'akadosh baruch hu mekomo shel olam. שקובע לכל נברא את מקומו, לכן קבצה לו הארץ, כדי שיגיע למקומו כפי שגזר הקדוש ברוך הוא. Here it is. He says, once we understand that Hashem is מקומו של עולם, so then we understand the concept of קפיצת הדרך. קפיצת הדרך means, Hashem needed him there at this point of time. We have only one little problem. In order to get there, it takes 2 hours. But he needs to be there in 2 minutes. It's Hashem is mekomo shel olam. Hashem decides where a person has to be, what situation a person has to be. But the problem is, but he's 2 hours away. Mikan shekavtza lo haaretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes kfitzat haderech. Now, the truth is, we shouldn't think that this doesn't apply to us. There are many times in our life, if we look back, we thought that there was something that's going to be very hard and arduous, and till I get it. And we look back, by the way, and we realize, I didn't realize, but it happened. I actually accomplished it. I'm already on to the next project. I didn't realize that the first one that I thought that was going to be so hard wasn't what happened. You know what that was? That was, I don't know, Worm Hill, but it was Kvitzata Derech. It was Kvitzata, Worm Hole. Kvitzata Derech. Mazik Kvitzata Derech. Hashem helps us out in life, and we don't even realize it. He helps us out to be able to do things that at first, I look back in my life. I'm sure each one of you can look back in their life and remember the time where you said, how am I going to do this? I'm not going to be able. And then you look back now, and you realize you did that, and you did other things also. I have a colleague, I don't know if I can do this. Oh, okay, no problem. You'll do this and you'll do something else. That's the way it has to be, right? Kvitzat haderech. That's kvitzat haderech in our lives. So that's the Ashkenazim, they have a minhag when they go lo alenu to a house of avenim. They say hamakom yenachem etchem betoch. Sha'ar Avele Tzion v'Yerushalayim. Hamakom yenachem etchem. Why all of a sudden we are using the word hamakom? Hamakom yenachem etchem? I say Hashem yenachem etchem. Hashem will comfort you. Why do we say the makom, which we know means Hashem, but why are we using the word hamakom when it comes to comforting avelim? Right? So he says, that's exactly it. Ki me'achar she'anu rotzim lenachem et ha'avel al echad mishiva krovav she'nifteru. That's why we say hamakom. Kadosh Baruch Hu is called Mekomo Shel Olam. Rak Hu Yachol Lenachem Etchem. Only Hashem, who decides which place, which situation a person has to be, He can comfort you. Ki Hu Yodea Matai Yigi Hazman Leshanot Et Mekom Chiyudo Shel Adam Me'olam Hazeh Lechaya Olam Haba. Avel is sitting and he's asking questions. Why did the person have to leave the world? Why so early? Or why like this? And on and on. So what do the people tell him? Look, we can't give you answers. We can't give you real comfort. We can't. But Hamakom Yenachem Etchem. He's the only one that can give you comfort. You know why? Because he knows each person where he's supposed to be. And Hashem is the one who knew. This person, till here, he was supposed to be with us in this world. And now he's supposed to be in the next world. Hashem is Mekomo Shel Olam. You can also add, if you want, that Hashem knows that for us right now, that for that person right now, the Avel right now, he's in a place where he has to be. Right now he needs that in order to serve Hashem. We don't know why, we don't understand, but that is the greatest nechama, the only nechama really. What can a human being, what can a basal vadam come to a person and say, be comforted? Not comforted, who do you think you are? Well, comforted. You don't know what you're talking about, and don't tell me to be comforted. What is this idea of comforting people? The only comfort that a person can give is, don't forget the source of all comfort. The one who's Ba'al HaNechamot, we say every morning. Ba'al HaNechamot. Why? Because he's Mekomo Shel Olam. He is the place of the world. What does that mean? He knows the place of each and every person in this world. And very quickly, he explains, based on this, what we say in Arvit. Asher bidvaro ma'ariv aravim bechokhma poteach sha'arim bitvuna mishaneitim achaliv et hazemanim. So he says, what's the connection between Ma'ariv Aravim, the one who brings the nighttime, Ma'ariv Aravim, Hashem brings down the evening, and Bechokhma Poteach Sha'arim, and with wisdom he opens up the gates. What gates? That I understand in the morning you want to say Poteach, like we say Bokeach Sha'arim on Shabbat, he opens up the gates of the sky and the sun. Okay, it looks like that. Yafeh Me'od. What does Poteach Sha'arim have to do with nighttime? Nighttime, it looks like he's Soger Sha'arim, lo Poteach Sha'arim. What's Poteach Sha'arim of the nighttime? Opening up gates? But we can say that there is a remez over here, he says. ביקשו לחזק בכך את ישראל בחשכת הגלות. אנשי כנסת הגדולה, when they made the words of the תפילת ערבית, they're the ones who established the, you know, the words of המעריב ערבים and all this. You know, anytime you know, anytime you see that both Ashkenazim and Sfaradim say the same words, you know it comes from a long time ago, right? That, then you know it's something that's a long time. It's Anshei Knesset HaGdola. Oh, how lucky we are. How lucky we are that the words that we say every day, that we take so for granted, were established 2,500 years ago by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. Imagine what power of this. Unbelievable. So when the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, when they made the words of Asher Bidvarom Ariv Aravim, they added the words Poter Sharim as a Nechama for Klal Yisrael. Lebali plu b'tehom ha-yeush, that they shouldn't fall into the abyss of despair. Shipilam ha-kadosh b'chu mi'igra rama lebira ha-mikta Hashem. What did you do to us? You threw us from our glory days with the Beit HaMikdash. You threw us into the galut. Ela yedu'u ne'emana, they should know clearly, faithfully so, that Hashem is mekomo shel olam. That Hashem knows if He put us into Galut, that is for our good. This is what we needed for these 1950 years. For one reason, for example, the Gemara in Psachim says, "Lo igla Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael ben Amot ela kedei sheitvasvu aleihem gerim." The Gemara gives many more reasons, but one of the reasons the Gemara says, "Why are we in Galut?" So that we collect the sparks of the neshamot of the gerim. All throughout the centuries of our history, there have been people who came into our ranks, who came under the Kanfei HaShekhinah, and that's one of the reasons why Hashem wants us in the Galut, so that we bring from Spain, so that we bring from France, so that we bring from Europe, we bring from Latin America, who knows where. All these neshamot that are scattered all over.
Make one neshama.
To make us all whole. Right. Chazak uvaruch. To bring back all the neshamot so that only then the geula can come. So he says, the Ari HaKadosh in Shara Mitzvot writes, that's to be mevarer de nitzotze hakdusha that are tmunim ben ha'amot, to bring the sparks of holiness that are hidden in the umot ha'olam. And to bring also, he adds also, to bring the Talmud Bavli in Bavel, the Torah of Rashi and Bale Tosfot, the Torah of the Rishonim in Spain, and all the chalakim of Torah. So this in itself is already a different topic. So he says, that's why, asher bidvaro ma'ariv aravim. What does it mean, bidvaro ma'ariv aravim? Bidvaro, with his words, he brings darkness. It is with his words that he took away the light of our glory and he brought us the darkness of Galut. But we have to know that b'chokhmah poteach she'arim, that at that moment when he put us into Galut, he wasn't closing doors on us. He was actually opening up a new window. There was a new window, a new door of opportunity for Am Yisrael. Right now, this is your opportunity. At Kan, you were in Eretz Yisrael. Now you have a mission to do in the rest of the world. That's Bechokhmah Poteach Shearim. Yes, Bidvaro Ma'ariv Aravim. Hashem brought the Erev, the evening, the nighttime of the Galut. But don't forget, at the same time, it's Bechokhmah Poteach Shearim. He's not closing the doors. He is opening new doors. U'bitvuna Meshaneitim. And with wisdom, he's changing the times. Yes, there were good times before. Now there may be more difficult times, but it's all bitvuna. It's all with his wisdom that he changes the times. Umachalif et hazemanim, umsader et hakochavim bemishmerotem barakia kirtzono. Hashem arranges all the stars in their place. Who are the stars? Am Yisrael. Every Jew is exactly in the place where he has to be in this chashecha of galut. And so this is something that we can learn, a message that we can learn from the idea, from the concept, this very deep concept, which as I mentioned in the beginning, is repeated so many times in Tana Dvirayahu. How many times does Tana Dvirayahu say, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, blessed is the Makom, Mekomo Shel Olam, blessed. And I'll just let you go with a nice gematria. I think I mentioned this to you, but we'll say it again, to make it a whole picture. If you take the name of Havaya, Yud Ke Vav Ke, if you take Hashem's name, Yud is 10, He is 5, Vav is 6, He is 5. So there is what's called in the Sfarim, there's what's called Gematria Behaka'a. A Gematria with a slap. What's a Gematria with a slap? For many years I never knew what this means. But what does it mean, a slap of a Gematria? It means you take each letter and you slap it. You times it by itself. So let's say you take Yud, okay? Times Yud by Yud, that means 10 by 10, that's 100. Next letter, He. Slap it. 5 by 5, 25. 25 plus 100, 125. Vav, 6 times 6 is 36. 25 plus 36, what is that? 160, what? 161. Then you take here again another 25, 5 by 5, 25. That's 186. Am I correct? 186. 186 is not Elohim, gematria of Makom. 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 Makom means the place, but that's what we've been speaking about. Hashem, that's what we were talking about tonight, right? That Hashem is Makom, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. But it means you take Yud Kei Vav Kei, and you take Yud, you times it by Yud. He, you times it by He. Which means everywhere you go, He is Mekomo Shel Olam. He is the place of the world. No matter what, no matter how many times you'll configure and reconfigure and reconfigure, it comes out to the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekomo Shel Olam. He is the place of the world. And remember what the Maharal Miprag says? Place means He gives us our footing. He gives us our establishment in the world. Every place that we are in life is exactly where Hashem decided that we should be. I think that that's a very comforting and very strengthening thought to have in mind.
Listen, you said Mariv Harabim, okay?
Shu Evita Laila.
Uter
Sharim Bitvuna.
So, התפקיד שלנו, כמו אתה אומרת, אנחנו סתר, שבכל מקום מקום
נמצאים.
התפקיד שלנו, לתת אור לגויים.
כן. לכן הוא פיזר אותנו, אתה אומר?
כן, לומדים תורה, אז הוא, אחרת, אם אנחנו נותנים אור לתורה, לגויים, לא יהיו לנו בעיות עם הגויים. אם אתה נותן לבן אדם, במקום 110 וולט, אתה נותן לו רק 12 וולט, הוא מתלונן. אז אם אנחנו נלמד יותר, אז אני אתן אור לגויים, ולא יגידו לו...
So you're saying that... Right, so you say, I just want to share it with everyone. You're saying something nice, that that the Torah that Am Yisrael learns all over the world is what gives the energy of Hashem to everyone in the world, supplies everyone with the voltage, in your words, of the energy of the world. Chazaku baruch, yafe meod, rabotai. Toda rabba for coming. Rabbi Hananiah, let's say Kaddish. What is that?
That's how he held
those. And that's exactly, exactly.
Everybody's learning.
Chazaku. רבי חננה בן הקשיא אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך ירבה להם תורה ומצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו, יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.
גדל ומתקדש, שמי רבה, יער מאדי, ורח ותב, אמיך
בחותב, ועצמך בקרים שווה, ועצמך בקרים
שווה,
ועצמך
בקרים שווה, ועצמך בקרים שווה,
אמן.